Yeah, I've been in the shearing industry for over 35 years. I'm a third generation shearer, and I haven't never seen anything like that bad in one shed over so many shearers there.
How much has the industry changed when it comes to training over, say, the past decade or two decades?
Yeah, the training has changed quite a bit. Back when I learned, I saw my father a lot. He was a shearer, and if I'd done anything wrong, I was come down on pretty hard by my father. But the training now is done in the big sheds, TAFE itself. Throughout our sheds, we'd shear over 100,000 sheep with our trainees. It's all done now on the basis of learning to do it properly, keeping your sheep comfortable, keeping the shearer comfortable, balance. If you keep the sheep balanced, that they will sit quite still. The number one thing we always teach is if a sheep is keep kicking you, and you're doing all the rest right, you go back to have a look at your gear, how sharp your tools are.
We'll touch on that a little bit more in a moment. Is training a requirement now? Are you students required to take this, or is it still an optional thing that they can take?
It is an optional thing they can take. TAFE, SA, we do two certificates in the shearing side of it, Certificate 2 in shearing and Certificate 3 in shearing. One is to an improver level, which is up to 100 or so a day, and then a professional level, Certificate 3, is over 120 a day.
And so what are the key things that you're really trying to instill in the students? What do you want them to learn?
We're trying to teach them how to remove the wool from the sheep in one piece, as smooth as they can, with the least amount of effort, and keeping that sheep under control, and also at the same time making money for the farmer without damaging the wool or the sheep.
Is animal welfare a part of the course as well?
Yes, we have a one module in the training comes under animal husbandry, and that's the treating of the sheep. And we also, at the start of every course, we let the trainees know that there's a zero tolerance to that sort of behaviour of belting sheep with a handpiece or jumping on them or anything like that there. And we have had to ask a few students over the last few years or 7 years that I've been in this job to leave the shed.
And so what kind of, tools or techniques do you use to try and help people that perhaps are frustrated working with the animals? What do you encourage them to do?
We actually almost become a counsellor ourselves at the shed. We ask them to come outside and we'll have a break with them, have a chat with them, try and find out, what's going on. If we have to ask them to leave, we ask them to go and see anger management. Because sometimes those boys or girls are good shearers, but they've just got an anger problem.
And how hopeful are you that incidents like this will become rarer as perhaps a more formally trained generation of shearers comes through?
A lot more confident. Like the Shearing Contractor Association said a while ago, that it's the few rogue shearers, the ones that haven't been trained properly. South Australia, nationally, AWI have regional training where we can send trainers out to those big sheds and give them a bit of guidance and a bit of a hand to control their sheep and their shearing and their gear and everything so this doesn't happen.